Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll get to our 6:30 headlines here in just a moment. But first, when I see this name on the call line, then I have to go to it right away. Of course, we're talking about the great JP and MP. JP in North Providence. Hello, sir. JP? Oh, wow. I give him this big intro, and he's not even ready to go. JP, we're going to put you on hold. Thomas will talk to you, and we'll talk to you after headlines, if you're ready, okay? Just made me look pretty stupid. Anyway, here's 6:30 headlines.
This is 6:30 Headlines.
Okay, so the big headline of the day for the Red Sox, and we are going to spend most of the night talking about follow-up thoughts with the Patriots. I will have some Red Sox thoughts for you as well. I thought that was a great win last night. Very, very good win over a A's team that I don't take lightly. I think that's a tough A's team with some really, really scary hitters all up and down that lineup. However, the back end of the Red Sox rotation has become this thing now. It's like a thing. What's going on here with the 4 and 5 slot in this rotation? Peyton Tolley is there. The other slot, we don't know. It was Brennan Bernardino. It was Dustin May. It was supposed to be May starting again today. May to the IL. And Connelly Early is being called up as his replacement. Ken Rosenthal had the report. It was May scheduled to start tonight's game after spending a stint in the bullpen that was not particularly inspiring. But you don't have a lot of other options. I mean, that's really, you parted ways with Walker Buehler. You refused to call up Kyle Harrison, although it sounds like he may be available tomorrow. It does seem like he is the like break glass in case of emergency with Kyle Harrison. He is the last line of defense for this rotation, this pitching staff, which I'm confused by. But maybe it'll make more sense once we actually see him pitch. Either way, Early's going to make his major league debut tonight. Another Red Sox player making his major league debut this season. And usually when you have that, especially in September, and I know obviously the rules are much different, used to expand the rosters and call up like 15 kids and just, you know, throw them in there wherever. The rotation was always fine and you could just, you know, plug and play these guys wherever you needed to. Now you only call up two guys. But even still, you're not calling up end of the bench type of kids who are going to be utility players or, you know, long relievers, mop-up men in the bullpen, that type of thing. You're calling up and then playing your leadoff hitter, your starting infielder, wherever Meyer was going to be playing. I know that he didn't get full-time reps here like Anthony did, but that was the plan. And he was an important part of the offense for the brief period before he got hurt. Anthony was the only part of the offense for about a month there before he went down with his injury. And, of course, Christian Campbell started the year as your second baseman. Not only that, Peyton Tolley is now part of your rotation. After getting called up and making his debut, he had one great start and one not great start. And now here comes Connelly Early. Just another one of these kids making their debut on the big stage here in September during a pennant race where you're currently a playoff team and still contending for the American League East. Let me put it this way. If this was any other team and we were watching them and we were saying, wow, they're going to go with these kids, these 22, 23-year-old kids making their major league debuts. That's how they're going to backfill their rotation. That's how they're going to go down the stretch here and potentially into the postseason. They're going to cut ties with Walker Buehler in May. I mean, we'll see what this injury is. I don't think it's a Jordan Hicks fake injury where you just need to do it so you can get him out of there. Dustin May, he's not been great, but I have no idea what this kid Early's going to look like. Anyway, Early's been awesome in the minors. He's been very, very good. 23 games between Double A and Triple A this season. He has a 260 ERA over 100.1 innings. And he strikes out 32% of his opponents. One in every three guys he faces, he strikes out. I don't know exactly what to expect tonight. I think that watching Crochet cruise through those that A's lineup may fill me with a false sense of bravado of what this kid can go out there and do. And especially with an A's team that has some good Brent Rooker and Kurtz and Langoliers and, you know, all these guys. They got a bunch of guys on that team that are going to finish the year with like 30 home runs, at least. It's like four or five guys in that lineup who you can say that about. And I worry that throwing that kid out there tonight, after they just saw Crochet yesterday and could not touch him, could end up leading to some runs being scored. On the other hand, Red Sox should be scoring some runs tonight, too. Anyway, that's what's going on with them. Let's get to our next headline. Back to the NFL we go. Patriots adjacent, and it's only adjacent because this guy just got released. But Jabril Peppers, a free agent no longer, he has signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers, or he's expected to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know if it's officially been made official yet, to quote our good friend Ian Rappaport. However, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that he was snatched up relatively quickly. This was reported on about, I don't know, 5-6 hours ago. And the team is planning to sign Peppers. He is being signed in part because Deshaun Elliott had a knee injury against the Jets, and he's not going to be there for the home opener against Seattle. Tomlin said of Peppers, he's a football player first, positional player second. The hell does that mean? He's a football player first, a positional player second. It's not like he plays a bunch of different positions, you know? It's not like he's Travis Hunter. And you're like, well, at first he's a football. Before I'm going to call him a wide receiver or a cornerback, he's a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football player, it's like, Jabril Peppers is just a safety. So, like, what are you talking about positional players? Like, that's a little bit weird. But he goes on to say that he's displayed position flexibility over the course of his career as a safety position and a rundown nickel. Yeah. He's been a capable guy on special teams over the course of his career, covering kicks and returning punts. He's just a good, well-rounded football player, and so I'm glad to add and have him in the fold. Now, if you watch that game, the Steelers' linebacker play was not very good. So if this is maybe a transitional thing for Peppers, where they're going to turn him from a safety into a run-stuffing linebacker or something like that, he could just be a strong safety, I suppose, which is what he's mostly been his career here. But it seems like they're going to try and use him in a bunch of different ways. And if they do and they're successful, that is going to come back around on Mike Vrabel. You watch. And it should. If this is a guy who you can use in your secondary to cover up some different things, and they're able to do that, and maybe not even in the secondary, maybe they move him up and Make him a linebacker. Put him in linebacker packages and sets like they did last year with the hell's the kid's name? The special teams guy, Brandon Schooler. They had him out there in that Longhorn formation. Like, you know, it's possible. And maybe that's not the scheme that Vrabel wants to run. And if it is, that's what he said. You know, this guy's not a scheme fit, and that's why we're moving on a week after roster cutdown day. But again, neither here nor there. He's out. And he will be suiting up with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we'll see what that means for that team and their secondary. Our next headline is very similar. And that is the Miami Dolphins, who have gotten in on the Patriots sweepstakes here as they bring in Cole Strange. Cole Strange, who was released by the Patriots last month. They drafted him with the 29th overall pick in 2022. He started 30 career games, mostly at left guard. He has been signed by the Dolphins, not from the Patriots. Patriots already released him. He got signed to Cleveland's practice squad, and the Dolphins have signed him off of said practice squad. They put starting right guard James Daniels on injured reserve. He suffered a torn pec in that opener. Said that he's going to miss many, many weeks, Mike McDaniel said, and that his placement on the injured list means he won't be able to come back until week 6. Don't know if Strange is going to play against the Patriots this weekend. However, I wouldn't be surprised if he's out there, and I would be surprised if he makes a big difference, because I don't think he's very good, and I think this is a desperation move by a desperate team in the Dolphins and a guy in McDaniel who may not last this season, because that was such an ugly loss to start the year against Danny Dimes and the Colts. On the other hand, I do think there's a chance that that Colts team, could be okay. I mean, look at the division they're in. It's not a good division. Danny Dimes, I don't think, is particularly a good player. But in the right opportunity, in the right place, you know, there's some guys who can catch passes on that Colts team. They have a decent defense. They may be something this year. Either way, they absolutely put it to the Miami Dolphins. And that brings us to our last headline, which also has to do with the Dolphins. And that is Tyreek Hill, who has been accused of domestic violence by his estranged wife. This is according to documents obtained by TMZ. Keita Vaccaro alleges that 8 separate incidents of domestic violence and filings related to the couple's divorce. Hill's attorney said that the allegations are part of a shakedown and that they are an attempt to generate bad media coverage for Hill. Okay. According to TMZ, Vaccaro alleges that the first incident occurred in 2024, 2 months after they got married. Hill has not been criminally charged, and it was unclear whether law enforcement is even investigating these allegations. Vaccaro filed a petition for a divorce in April, one day after the police reported a domestic dispute between her and Hill. So there's that. Tyreek Hill is someone who gets accused of this quite often. He denies it all the time, but this is something that comes up with him a lot. There was also that thing where he assaulted that guy in the marina. You remember that? There's some, I don't know if he was renting a boat or something, but there was some employee who, I forget exactly the genesis of all that, but he slapped the guy and there was that whole thing. Multiple problems with women. Just an all-around bad guy. I mean, really, just a full-on bad guy. There's no real other way to say it. And even if these accusations aren't true, he's already cemented himself as one of the guys in the league whose talent supersedes everything else. And in a lot of ways, really kind of exposes what the NFL is really all about. You know, moral high ground here, and there never really has been. And I do wonder if this is going to affect the game. You know, I mean, Tyreek Hill is a great player. He didn't do much in that first game. But if he's not in there, then I feel a lot better about the Patriots' chances. Then again, I mean, they're going down to Miami, and even before Tyreek Hill got there, even when Tom Brady was the quarterback and the Dolphins had Cleo freaking Lemon over there, he always had tough games early on in the season when it was still really hot down in Miami. In September or October, it's still real hot down there, and you go down there and get your ass kicked by a Dolphins team that's just used to the heat. And that was back when the Patriots were good. So, yeah, not feeling great about that. It would be a tough, tough loss here to see this team fall to a Dolphins team that just got humiliated by the Colts like that. But it's the NFL. Any given Sunday, I guess we'll see. All right, there's your 6:30 headlines. We'll get to your phone calls in just a moment. I want to talk about what Karen Garigian wrote on Mass Live and how Mike Vrabel is going to figure out what Drake May does best. That's all coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.